Tucker Jameson, which you can find at tuckerjameson.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Roses and Revolutions. They're a band out of New York, but they were here just for a bit here at Los Angeles. They played at the Hotel Cafe. We'll talk to them about that experience. But before we do that, let's hear another song. This is Ted Z and the Wranglers. I'm very excited to play this song for you just because it's so different. Enjoy it. This is Rather. For more information, facebook.com/TedZandTheWranglers.
I'd rather meet my maker, I'd rather climb into that goddamn pickup truck, that crosstown train with you. I'd rather fall, and I'd rather fall. That goddamn woman, she don't like the way I act. She'll spend my money though, hell baby, that's a fact. Now I know, hell now I know. Took all my loving, and there she's gone. Took all my loving, and there she's gone. Took all my loving, and there she's gone. Took all my loving, and there she'd go. Took morning, can't come soon enough. Gonna grab my gear, honey, and jump in that old truck. But now I know. Hell, now I know. This here old rambling man ain't got nowhere to go. Gonna walk these streets tonight, gonna drink my whiskey slow. Cause now I know. Hell, now I know. Took all my loving, and there she's gone. Took all my loving, and there she's gone. Took all my loving, and there she's gone. Took all my loving. Well, now she's gone.
Hi, this is Alyssa from Roses and Revolutions. We'll be talking with Turtle, but first, here's These Walls.
At you and I'm wondering where you're going, where you've been to. I'm trying to figure out who you are and where you want me to start. I'm not. My mind is ticking like a burning clock. It's like I just can't turn it off. Flames, they burn so quietly. But if only you could see. I'm not. Feels like the walls are caving in. I can't get out, I can't get out. Feels like the sky is crumbling down. I can't get out, I can't get out.
Playlist. With me on the phone is Roses and Revolutions, which you can find at facebook.com/Roses and Revolutions. Guys, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
How's your guys' day been going? I hear you guys are traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a little stressful today.
We're heading to the airport in a few hours already. So
yeah, but we had a really good trip out in LA, and we're looking forward to coming back soon.
What made you guys want to come here to beautiful Los Angeles?
We're big fans of the venue we played, the Hotel Cafe, so they booked us, so that was kind of like the starting point. We played that last Tuesday night, and then we had a bunch of meetings and other little like interviews set up, so we kind of jammed it all into 10 days, so kind of came out for that, and still had time to do some touristy stuff too. So
that's a big thing when the Hotel Cafe actually, you know, courts you. Were you guys feeling a little acclaimed, or were you guys you know, extremely excited when this happened?
We were really excited to, you know, to play the Hotel Cafe. Some of my favorite artists, you know, like Ingrid Michaelson, Sarah Bareilles, and Joshua Radin, they've all played there, and it was just like really cool to be on that stage. Like I just stood there and I kind of took it all in while Matt was loading our stuff on the stage. I kind of just stood there. But it was really, really cool. And it's very surreal because, you know, when you look at a venue for so long and you're so into it and you're like, just hope that someday you can play there, and then you do finally. It's really cool.
Did you guys hit up any touristy spots while you guys were here in Los Angeles?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. See, what did we do? We did Pink's hot dogs yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's my opinion about Pink's. It's an okay hot dog, and I really don't like the line. Like, I have anxiety issues when I'm with tons of, like, around a lot of people.
It's funny you said that because we were, like, in line, and it gets to a point where it's, like, very claustrophobic. Uh-huh. Everyone's kind of around you, and it was such a hot day yesterday when we went, and I was getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I need to get out of here. Like, it was like, this really worth it. But it totally was. It was actually really good.
What hot dogs did you guys get?
We went gross. Fantastic, and we got nacho cheese chili dogs.
Yep. Yeah, we did it.
Oh, wow, that is grossastic. I love it.
That is really
good.
Yeah, it was a Memorial Day splurge. Going back to eating my oatmeal and fruit when I get home.
No, Matt, I found this interesting. Is this true that you discovered Alyssa when she was on American Idol? Were you watching TV and then you saw her and then you contacted her?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you look at girls all the time on TV and try to contact them?
No, that's not exactly how this one happened. So our talent, like when she was on, I actually didn't see it. She was on, I think, maybe a year or two before I actually contacted you. But when she went on and made it to Hollywood, it was like a big deal for our town. So she was all over the press, on radio stations and stuff like that. And I had a more of an instrumental project at the time that was looking to add a singer. So I reached out to her that way, and we kind of connected there and played in different groups throughout. And then we formed this project about a year and a half ago.
When you finally were able to form this project, were you a little intimidated, or was it more you were about to intimidate her?
By the time we started this project, I mean, we were really close musically and had played a lot of shows together, and, you know, we're doing a lot of writing together. So it was just like, you know, a real easy transition and a good set.
I was a little intimidated when I joined the instrumental band. They were so good. And I was like, I remember going home because I was only 17 at the time, and I went home to my dad and I'm like, they're really good. My dad's like, you should do it. So it all turned out good.
are you going to get your dad a gift or anything for encouraging you to be a part of Roses End Revolution?
Oh, I thank him all the time. I always, you know, obviously he's going to be my family and Matt's family, of course, is, you know, anything. If we get to move somewhere really cool and we get to go to Hawaii or something, they'll be right there next to us.
The name Roses and Revolutions, what type of roses are you talking about? Is it red roses? Is it yellow roses? Is it blue roses?
We don't discriminate among roses, so we'll include them all. Alyssa's middle name is Rose, too, so we'll lump that in there with all of that under the umbrella for roses, so. But yeah, the name really came about when we were starting this project. We were talking to somebody in New York, and he's like, you should really kind of, we played in different bands together before that, and they didn't have like the greatest names. And he's like, you really should have one that kind of has like a masculine, feminine kind of, you know, appeal to it. And, you know, playing off of her middle name, you know, this is the one that really stuck with us and, you know, really kind of soon as we heard it, like, yeah, that works.
Are you guys going to be taking JetBlue back? Are you guys flying, or is it a road trip?
Oh, no, we're flying.
Yep.
We're flying.
Heard that JetBlue kind of dinged your guys' equipment. Is that correct?
Oh, that's correct, and I'm going to let the world know. JetBlue, my keyboard, it's kind of already beat up as it is, but when I got to the airport and I opened it, it was like there was like a gaping hole in it. There was like all these sticky notes, and I'm like, and so of course, like I was really upset, and I talked to them, and they won't do anything about it. So I get to go home with a broken keyboard.
Don't you have like a road case for it?
Yeah, I do. It was in a road case. That's what killed me, was it?
I don't know what went down underneath the plane, but
seriously, there were some other people though. When I went to go complain about the keyboard, there were people in line in front of me, and they were like, their luggages were mangled. They were like completely like destroyed. And I'm like, what goes on? Like, what are they doing under there?
Yeah, you guys should write a song, explaining your discourse for JetBlue. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, an angst song.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, yeah, that's what keeps in my mind.
We posted it, and JetBlue, like, started to send us all these sympathy tweets. So at least they did that, but they didn't cover it yet. So
yeah.
Do you have plans to get a new keyboard now, or are you just going to keep on trucking with this one?
Well, it works for the time being, but when I get home, I definitely am going to have to start either looking for an inexpensive repair or just, go dive in for a new keyboard. I don't know yet. I'm kind of weighing up the options.
You should start a Kickstarter or something like that for like a really cool keyboard or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or not. We'll see. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And we are going to hear the song Boomerang, and then we're going to have more with my guest Roses and Revolutions right here on the playlist.
It was a time when everything was as it seemed. It was a time you slipped right back into my dream. Quickly, come save me. I need the sun this morning to set me free. You can set me free. You can throw me away. You can throw. Into that feeling when I was floating, coming up quickly. You saved me. The sun came up this morning, you set me free. You can set me free. You can throw me away. You can throw.
Hey, this is Matt from Rose and Revolution. If you want to find out some more about us, log on to facebook.com/rosesandrevolution.
I feel it in my bones as you walk away, walk away. There's nothing I can say, nothing that I can say. I'm not afraid to
And you are back on the playlist. Still with me is Roses and Revolutions, as we are talking about their latest EP, which is self-titled, right? Roses and Revolutions?
Yeah.
Why the self-title? Were you not able to come up with a name, or was it just too much pressure to name this EP?
Right now, we're actually back in the studio, so we're kind of going through this. We kind of knew that when we released this, that, you know, we kind of have the plan to do a bunch of EPs kind of in a row. And we skipped the self-titled one for our first one. So if we really wanted to do that, and we also kind of want to release, like, different segments on, you know, just straight out Roses and Revolutions. So, and we plan on doing several EPs and a couple singles, too, you know, within the next maybe 6 months. It just allows us, instead of doing the full length, it allows us to get songs out much quicker and faster to our fans and audience. So, you know, instead of having a million different titles, we're thinking of doing maybe different volumes under the self-titled name. And it just made sense, too, like, you know, this was the first EP. The first one we did, but it kind of was, you know, it got rushed. Everything got together fast, and we had a name, and it also introduced our new name. So there was too many names flying around, so we kind of wanted to simplify and just have Rose Revolution and the four most latest songs that, you know, we're playing live and working with right now.
You mentioned that you guys are working on tons of EPs. Is there a huge demand for all your material? I mean, it seems that you guys are going to be putting out a ton. It's like, you know, why don't you just, you know, let the people kind of starve themselves, you know, and then, you know, create an album so that way there's anticipation.
Maybe I wasn't, like, too clear. I mean, it's not going to be, like month after month. But, you know, we kind of have, like, an album worth of material. And instead of, like, locking ourselves away for a year to record it, mix it, master it, which it usually takes, you know, to get all the songs tracked, we figured we'd release them, you know, maybe four at a time. And the main reason, too, to get them out is right now we've been doing a lot with music syncs and licensing, and that you're only as good as your catalog. So, you know, maybe some of the stuff, you know, that's a good point. You have maybe some of the stuff we'll sit on and not release to, you know, the fans or, like, on iTunes right away. But, you know, the plan is to get it out to the music publishing and sync things as soon as possible because, you know, you're, like I said, you're only as good as your catalog. So, you know, if you have three songs for music supervisor to try to fit into a scene, your chances of getting, you know, those songs placed is much slimmer than if you have 10 songs, like, you know, and maybe have that one moment that, you know, musical moment that fits the scene they're trying to edit for. So that, I mean, that's always in the back of our mind, too, because that's one of the things that we're really involved in and really, you know, we write, sometimes we actually write for that. So, I mean, that's kind of part of the big plan with, you know,
I was, you know, trolling around on your Facebook, which let me plug that, facebook.com/rosesandrevolutions. And I noticed, Alyssa, that you were blonde and now you're a brunette. Which are you organically or naturally? Do you not want to reveal that? Or?
Oh, no, it's, I mean, like, I don't know like, kind of what you're asking, but I guess, for our Roses and Revolutions page, you know, we both kind of updated, but yeah, we both have our own personal pages too. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh no, I was just noticing that there was a photo of you and you were blonde, but then as I'm looking at, you know, the later photos of you, you're brunette. So
oh my god!
I was just wondering which.
Okay, well. Let's be honest here. I actually have gray hair. I have to dye it brown.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went gray at like 16 years old. It's bizarre.
Are you Rogue from like, you know? From,
Yeah, that's American Idol.
No, seriously, it's bizarre. I remember going to the hairdressers and I was getting mad at when I was like, I mean, this is when I was like 15, 16 years old, and I, you know, all the hairdressers were like, what's going on, honey? You got some grays. And my mom was like, oh, it's just, you know, it's just whatever, just a couple strands. And then it started, like, growing in gray. And I'm, like, 50% gray now. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, I dye it brown now.
Wow.
I'm naturally a brunette, though.
Okay. I was just checking that out, and I was just wondering. Well, interesting answer. Did not expect that at all.
Yeah, I guess not.
Now, as I continue to look at your Facebook, I noticed that you guys announced a Roses and Revolutions cover contest, where somebody could win $100 for covering their song. Any updates on that? Did somebody win that?
Yeah, we got some. We still got a sore through stuff. We're a little backed up, but we got some cool covers. We got one from like a girl that's 7 years old, which is really good. But then we got everything from like, you know, pretty straightforward vocal covers to you can find some of these on YouTube too. To this one that a dance major did, a complete like instrumental like dance tap to the song. She like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's hard.
She had a ukulele playing in the background to take me with you, but she like tapped out the melodies, and it's pretty bizarre, pretty cool.
Yeah, speaking of pretty bizarre and cool about taking me with you, saw the video. Very cool. It was so like, yeah, it was so different. I honestly could say I've never seen anything like that. The cartoon, the animation, it was like, yeah, like, congratulations. Tell me about the process of, going and creating that video for Take Me With.
Yeah. My younger brother, Nate, animated that, and he's an incredible artist. He does all of our artwork. He did like our CD cover. Almost anything you see on our website or Facebook is hand drawn. He does. And what he did is he drew all those characters by hand, and then literally took them to like a printing place, printed them out. We all cut them out with X-Acto knives. So you cut them out on like this cardboard, and then you print out the backgrounds, and then you literally move a character, put a piece of glass over it, take a picture, lift up the glass, move them again, take a picture. So it was a painful process. It was done without like any computers or like Flash or any like animation program. It was literally, you know, move them, take a picture, move them, take a picture, and then, you know, kind of put it in like almost like a flipbook effect that made the video. So that's how it was done. It was done like really old school, like in the Monty Python kind of style. But it took a while, and a lot of long hours, but when it came together, it was really cool, and, you know, we're really proud of that video.
Yeah, it's done very claymation-esque, you know. That should inspire you to make shorter songs the next time you do that. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, this next one, we're just going to do 30 seconds. That's it. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Roses and Revolution, check them out. They're your new favorite band. Facebook.com/Roses and Revolutions. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And again, you know, I know you guys were down here in Los Angeles. I'm in Los Angeles. But I always tell every single band that I speak with that comes to LA, I was like, if you ever want to make sure I never make it to a show, I was like, perform on a Tuesday or Wednesday. I was like, because those 2 days are the days that I perform my show. So I'm busy in the studio and then in an editing bay. So next time you guys come, though, I'm going to try to make it out. As long as it's not on a Tuesday or Wednesday, we should be fine.
Okay.
We'll make sure to not book it on those days.
Specifically. I love it. Thanks again so much. And we leave you now with Take Me With You.
In, try to swim, won't drown this time. Jumping, sinking in, over my head somehow. Got my head in the clouds, I'm going under, make my way home again. What do you do when love loses you? Give it up. Keep on trying. Take me with you. Take me with you. I've been hanging on for so damn long. So when you go, oh, take me too. Step back, start again. Catch me if you. Try.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.